91X News.
It's 22 degrees and sunny. I'm Trish Allison with 91X News. Loyalist College campus rec and varsity sports are now in full flight following the end to the Ontario College's strike. Kurt Weiss has the story.
A very anxious and excited Jim Buck explained what's in store next for the college's campus rec and varsity sports after getting his staff back. The college will now go full board with the events that were planned, and the athletic director says the schedule shouldn't be impacted too much.
And it's just a matter of just sort of general getting everybody back to work and doing the things that they've messed up on and get caught up on things that were lagging a little bit.
According to Buck, things will be completely back to normal early next week after they finish up some minor kinks. Kurt Weiss, 91X News, Belleville.
Recent polls suggest the October 6th election is a tight race with the New Democrats in close third place. But NDP leader Andrea Horwath is backing away from suggestions she'd back the Liberals if there's a minority government. Premier McGuinty is sticking by his plan for wind turbines amid new concerns about possible negative effects of the massive windmills. Despite controversy over the Liberal wind farm plants and questions about studies claiming they aren't harmful, McGuinty says he believes received the best advice. Tory leader Tim Hudak has been campaigning in Oakville and Toronto today. Prince Edward OPP are still looking for 20-year-old Matt Sims. Sims was last seen yesterday at 10 a.m. wearing only a towel. The Queen's University student is 6'7", thin with straight brown hair, and has a large mole on his right jaw. Anyone with information on the location of Sims is asked to call Prince Edward County OPP. The Toronto stock market has plummeted more than 500 points as fear of a double-dip recession grips financial markets across the globe. An economist at Wells Fargo in the U.S. puts the chances of slipping back into a recession at 35%, higher now than at any point in the recovery. Mounting evidence that the world economy is slowing and a fresh economic warning from the U.S. Central Bank are fueling the economic fears. Loonie, gold, and oil prices are also plunging. Another fiercely anti-American speech by Iran's president at the UN General Assembly prompted the usual U.S. exodus from the hall, was followed by the exit of diplomats from France and other European countries. During his address, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, speaking through a translator, questioned the killing of Osama bin Laden.
Why should it not have been allowed to bring him into trial to help recognize those who launched terrorist groups and brought wars and other miseries into the region?
Ahmadinejad also attacked the United States for its history of slavery, accused it of causing two world wars and using a nuclear bomb against defenseless people. He also said Washington was guilty of imposing and supporting military dictatorships and totalitarian regimes in Asia, Africa, and Latin America. A senior member of the Canadian military says the Afghan army is well on the road to self-sufficiency, thanks in part to Canada's training mission there. But that optimism is in sharp contrast to a warning from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. Its report says allied nations, including Canada, have no plan in place to sustain Afghan troops and police once they're trained. Jill Sinclair, a senior defense policy official, says the worst thing you can do is stand them up and then leave them. That's 91X News 2404. Here's Carl Ayette with sports.
The Trojans added two touchdowns in the fourth quarter to take the lead 27-0 over the Trenton Tigers in junior boys football action at Moira Secondary School. The Trojan senior team takes on the Centennial Chargers at 4. Rylander Anderson Alvarez will be on the mound tonight as the Jays face the Angels in their last home game of the season. Alvarez will be looking to put a stop to former Jays Vernon Wells' hot streak. Wells knocked in 15 runs in his last 16 games. Scott Gomez is back at work with the Montreal Canadiens after missing the start of the training camp with a lower body injury. The veteran center is coming off a terrible season in which he scored only seven goals, which Scott Gomez says he trained hard in the offseason and is ready to do better.
Kind of just refocused, regrouped, and ready to have fun again.
The Carolina Hurricanes have given team president and general manager Jim Rutherford a four-year contract extension. The team said Thursday that Rutherford's deal will run through the 2015 and 2016 season. He's 30th with the organization. The 62-year-old Rutherford has held his current job for 18 years and helped the shepherd of the team from Hartford to North Carolina in the mid-90s. Tony Romo was back at practice with the Dallas Cowboys this morning, his first since he cracked his rib and tore his lung during a comeback with win against San Francisco last weekend. Romo could only watch as the other quarterback threw warm-up passes at the start of the practice. Sills just being on the field was an indication that Romo could play on Monday night against the Redskins. Remember to send us your team or league scores, email sports@91x.fm. That's sports, here is Trish Allison with 91x weather.
Tonight, a few clouds, increasing cloudiness overnight and a low of 13. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers beginning in the afternoon, a high of 21. And for tomorrow night, showers ending after midnight, then cloudy with a low of 15. And on Saturday, there's a 60% chance of some rain and a high of 20. It's 22 degrees. I'm Trish Allison with Carl Ayette. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.
This is 91X CJLX
91.3 FM
Belleville.